the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Hey, I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Thank you for listening. Coming up, sports highlights done with dolls. You heard me. First, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. The Los Angeles Times is apologizing for using documents that were apparently fabricated. They used them in a story about the 1994 shooting of rapper Tupac Shakur. Here's NPR's David Folkenflik.
Shakur survived that assault, but it sparked a clash that ended in the deaths of some of the biggest names in hip-hop. The LA Times reported earlier this month that one of those rappers, Sean Combs, knew about the attack in advance and that it was arranged by some people attempting to curry favor with him. The Los Angeles Times said it relied on interviews with key figures in the attacks and on FBI documents. Combs has denied the claim, and now the smokinggun.com says those FBI files look fishy. The website published a lengthy rebuttal that says one of the key figures, James Sabatino, is an accomplished con man and liar who could not have done all the things that the records suggest. Sabatino is currently serving time on federal charges.
NPR's David Folkenflik reporting. American Airlines and Delta Airlines have canceled dozens of flights today as they continue to inspect wiring bundles on some of their planes. American Airlines says it canceled 132 flights today in its second day of cancellations. Delta has not released a specific number. The airlines are inspecting proper spacing between two bundles of wires in the plane's auxiliary hydraulic system. The inspections come almost 3 weeks after the FAA ordered a check of all U.S. Airlines maintenance records. The Florida State Legislature has issued a formal apology for that state's history of slavery. The resolution passed overwhelmingly in the Senate and House yesterday. Florida State Senator Arthenia Joyner says she cried while listening to historic readings that detailed the cruelties of slavery.
It was penetrating. It was painful. And I just tried to imagine what it was like to have lived in that era.
Florida Governor Charlie Crist called the apology a significant step towards reconciliation. Buddhist monks disrupted a news conference organized by Chinese government officials in Tibet, organized for a hand-picked group of foreign journalists. The government-sponsored media tour marked the first time reporters had been allowed back into Tibet following anti-Chinese riots earlier this month. The BBC's Dan Griffiths reports from Beijing.
According to reports from some of the journalists on the trip to Lhasa, the protest happened during a visit to a temple in the city. A group of about 30 monks shouted that Tibet was not free. They also said the Dalai Lama was not behind the recent riots in Lhasa. The Chinese government has blamed the violence on the exiled Tibetan spiritual leader and his followers. Government minders who were traveling with the journalists tried to pull the reporters away during the monks' demonstration. During their tour of Lhasa, the foreign journalists say they saw many burnt-out buildings and soldiers on every corner in the old Tibetan quarter of Lhasa.
The BBC's Dan Griffiths reporting. Finally, more Americans are heading towards sunnier weather. I don't blame them. According to the latest results from the U.S. Census, of the 50 fastest-growing metro areas in 2006, 27 were in the south and 20 were in the west. Dallas-Fort Worth saw the biggest jump. It added more than 162,000 people between July 2006 and July 2007. Atlanta came in second, followed by Phoenix. Experts credit strong local economies and affordable housing prices for the growth in the south. But not every city is seeing such an increase. Detroit, Michigan lost more people than any other metro area, a drop of more than 27,000 residents. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.